Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Before we get started, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Today we'll be going over the Thanksgiving games and the Black Friday game. Who doesn't love Thanksgiving week?
When's Thanksgiving?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I was joking.
All right. First, Packers-Lions. I mean, that's probably going to be the game of the day.
I don't know.
Or Bengals and Ravens.
Yeah, I think the Bengals-Ravens will be the best game, at least in terms of,
offense.
I think there's going to be a whole lot of offense in all three of these games.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think all of them, so two of them are projected 52.5. Packers-Lions is 47.5. I think they all go well over 50.
Yeah. Hopefully, because who doesn't love great football games all day on Thanksgiving? I mean, better.
It should be awesome. I don't think I don't think it's a coincidence that we have the matchups we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a shock at all. I'm totally stoked for it.
Yeah, me too. For the Packers-Lions, I'm going to go Lions.
I could have told you that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That you were going to pick the Lions.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So I've got a question. Which team or what benefits the Bears the most here, do you think?
Packers losing.
Why?
Because if they win and the Bears were to lose this week, they lose that first place spot.
Yes, but I'm talking about the totality of the season.
Oh, well, they still, I don't know. I mean, both, I feel like it's the same effect. No, they haven't played Green Bay yet.
No, they haven't.
Their first game is next week, I think.
And they lost to Detroit.
Yeah.
So really, it benefits them more right now for the Packers to win.
Does it?
Because they still control their destiny with the Packers.
Yeah.
Where even if they win against the Lions in the last week of the season, they split. And so then you got other tiebreakers. Like, they could sweep Green Bay still.
Mm-hmm.
I think it benefits them more as of right now, just going by what they can control for the Lions to lose. However, I get what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see Green Bay winning.
I do.
Like their past, what is it, three games, their only good offensive performance was against the Giants, right?
In their past three games?
I believe so.
I mean, they had a good offensive performance this past week. Against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. All right. Maybe it was the 3 weeks before last week.
Their two losses in the first 2 weeks of November were awful against the Panthers and the Eagles for the offense. But their defense has been really, really good lately. Now, this is going to be a huge test for that.
100%.
I think it's going to be kind of reverse, kind of like the Steelers game, the Cardinals game. You know what I mean? Where the offense has got to step up because the defense, I mean, it's a good defense, and I'm not saying they can't make some plays because they will. But the strength of the Packers' defense is that line and the linebackers.
Yeah.
And they're going against one of the best offensive lines in the league. Like, there's going to be big offensive plays for the Lions, too. And Jahmyr Gibbs is amazing. And that dude is playing out of his freaking mind right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to which quarterback makes the biggest mistakes, because I think 100%. Both of them will. But who can minimize that but also still make big plays? Because both offenses are going to have to, and I think are going to, make numerous big plays.
Yeah.
I like Christian Watson in this game because
yeah, me
he's
too.
A big play receiver for them. And they yep. need those big plays. I hate that Jaden Reed's not coming back. I was kind of hoping he would for this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Dalbs. I want to like Musgrave. I like Jacobs coming out of the backfield receiving-wise.
Yeah, me too. That's like, what I was about to say.
I don't think that they're going to have a ton of running because this is a really, really good run defense.
Good run defense, yeah.
But the secondary is suspect. If you can hold yeah. off the pass rush just a bit, there's going to be some big plays. I would love Tucker Kraft in this game. Well, Luke Musgrave is like not even close to Tucker Kraft, man. Like I almost like Josh Weil. Is it Weil or Wiley?
I think it's Wiley.
The tight end three.
Yeah.
I trust that guy more than I do Musgrave, really.
Mm-hmm.
Musgrave's not bad for intermediate plays and the short out route type or cut kind of cutting in the middle
yeah.
of the field, but it's short. Like all of it is short. And he's just not, he doesn't have that big, doesn't seem to have the big play capability that Tucker Kraft had.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to be able to get open in the red zone too much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think Jacobs and Wiley come into play big time. So I would say, I'm not guaranteeing this by any means, but I would say a big play on is Josh Wiley for a touchdown.
Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know.
I wouldn't put much on it.
Yeah.
But you don't need to get a decent payout either.
Mm-hmm.
He's you know what I mean?
Crazy odds.
I don't mm-hmm. know. And along those lines, Brock Wright is not playing for the Lions either.
Oh, he is it?
No. So let's see. I mean, even Musgrave is plus 550, but Josh Wiley is plus 1100 for a touchdown. Dominic Lovett is plus 1100. Anthony Firkser is plus 750. Those are the other tight ends for the Lions.
Yeah.
Ross Dwelly, I forgot about him. He's plus 550. That's probably, if you want to put a bet on a tight end, it's not a bad one to put on.
Yeah.
Because they like to look for those tight ends in the red zone in Detroit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla's plus 475. Watson is plus 190. I really like that bet yeah. with Watson. Jahmyr Gibbs is minus 190. I can't believe it's not more than that. Like minus 300.
Yeah.
He was last week. He was minus 300 last
week. I did see that.
For anytime
yeah.
touchdown. And he ended mm-hmm. up with three. That's for two touchdowns for him is plus 280. No. I mean, he may get yeah. it, but that's a whole lot of risk for only plus 280.
But yeah, that should be a really good game.
For sure. I'm excited for it. I like the over.
Yeah.
I like over 50 on it. I like the over on all these games, but so that way I don't keep repeating myself. I love the over. So I'm sure at least one of those games is not going to happen.
Yeah. It'll probably be that game.
For Thursday's game, I like the under. Or Friday, I mean. The Bears and Eagles.
Yeah, I could definitely see it doing that. We'll get to my thoughts on that one. Just, man. I mean, I'm really nervous about that game.
Understandable. But it's definitely a winnable game for the Bears.
Oh,
I don't
100%.
Think they do, but I think it's very winnable.
Chiefs-Cowboys. Again, I think this is going to be a super pass-heavy game. I think George Pickens will have a big game. Rashee Rice will probably have a big game.
Rashee Rice is my number one receiver this week.
Yeah, I mean, just
Pickens ain't far behind.
Huge game, and like, CD's going to be going up against who's their corner? It's
Is it Snead? No.
Yeah. No,
Snead is.
I think
in,
he's on Titans.
Tennessee now, yeah.
I know they have a good corner.
I know who you're talking about. Trying to look now, buddy.
Trent McDuffie. So that's definitely going to be a hard matchup for him. And just, I mean, Pickens has just been Dak's favorite, I guess, target these last couple weeks.
For sure.
And he's been lighting it up. CD taking all that pressure off him is just making it so much easier.
Well,
and the looks that he gets in Dallas. Yeah. Just, I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He sucked the last two. He's making way too much to be doing that.
For sure. But I like you said, I like all the offense in this game. I like Kelsey some. I like Worthy some. But I think Rice and Pickens are the big players in this game.
Yeah. I don't think the running backs do much, especially Kansas City's running backs.
I love
just
both
not that great.
Kareem Hunt will get a touchdown, I think.
Probably when they get down Yeah. And like that inside that five.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Javonte ended up with one at some point.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
He's quieted down some.
If the running backs score much, it's just going to be goal line carries. I don't see them having big, like, actually rushing games.
Agree. But I could see some of them, like,
and pass catching.
Hunt and Smith and Williams having some pass catch, like catching out of the backfield and stuff. So,
yep.
They'll be relevant. I think.
I'm going to go with, who do I think will win? Cowboys. I feel like this is going to be a close game. Yeah. I'm going to go Chiefs because it's the Chiefs. They always figure out something.
I'll be wearing a Packer jersey and I'll be wearing a Chief jersey.
Chiefs jersey.
Yeah. I'm going to be at my in-laws and they're Chiefs fans. So I'll play.
Yeah. I don't think you have a Dallas jersey of somebody on the current roster, do you?
I do. I have Dak now.
Bengals Ravens. I mean, we just talked about this. I think this is going to be a huge game. You think this is going to be a huge game. Jamar's probably going to be on fire this week. With T. Higgins out, he's going to be Joe Burrow's main target. And we already know how them two do together. It's going to be a huge game for Jamar.
I like Yoshivas a lot.
Yeah?
I liked him last week too, though. So, you know what I mean? No, don't get me wrong. Jamar's going to get he's going to have the big game.
But 100%.
I think Yoshivas, I like him for a touchdown. I like him for 5 to 6 catches.
Yeah. And I think Derrick Henry has a huge game.
Agreed. I think Derrick Henry finally has a game that everybody's been waiting for him to have this season. Because he really hasn't had that game since the Buffalo game when we
won. Yeah, no.
And like I will probably make a bet for him at over 150 by itself and hope for the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll put a ton on it, 10, 15 bucks, and let's see how it goes. But I like him for 100 for any parlays that I do.
I don't know how I feel about the rest of that Ravens offense. They just have not been clicking.
I like Andrews a lot.
Yeah.
I don't trust any of the receivers.
No, I don't know. That offense has not been great. I think Cincinnati wins this game.
I want to pick that. I just don't think it's going to happen. But I do want to pick
it. I don't know. Maybe Joe Burrow has a great return game.
I haven't decided what jersey I'm wearing for this game.
Burrow.
I don't have Burrow. I have Jamar Chase.
Jamar?
And Lamar.
I'd rather have Burrow over Jamar.
But that's not what I got. I'm wearing a Jamar jersey right now.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Well, I mean, listen, just wear that one. When I bought this, he didn't go spitting on people at the time.
Oh, all right, yeah. And then lying about it. Like there's no cameras anywhere.
So, I mean, I don't know. Should I let Paisley pick or should I wear?
I mean, I would wear the Bengals one. Who's your Baltimore one? That's Lamar, isn't it?
Lamar, yeah. And I love Lamar Jackson.
I like Lamar, but I like Derrick Henry.
When I got it, Derrick Henry was in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Forgot you started this collection a while ago.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm going with Bengals. I think if Baltimore continues to not click offensively and heavily relies on Mark Andrews and Derrick Henry, it's going to be hard for the Bengals to stop Derrick Henry with how bad they are at tackling this year, but it's not going to be,
and
I think
Andrews
they can
too.
Stop the passing. Yeah.
I think that there's going to be passing. Like I wouldn't be shocked if Lamar has over 200 yards,
passing.
But I just think it's going to be spread out.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot more running by Ravens.
Yes. And I wouldn't be shocked to see Lamar have over 50 rushing yards. I think both go over 30. Is that too much, you think? That's a lot.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Wasn't it a couple of years ago these two teams played on the Thanksgiving night and put on a show?
I think so.
I want 3 or 4 years ago, maybe.
Maybe.
Definitely I'm excited
possible.
About it. Like, yeah. It's the game I'm most excited about, and I'm excited about all three of them.
Yeah, I feel like these are going to be really good games this year.
Agreed. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a great day of football.
Yep. Friday, Bears-Eagles. I mean, this is one of the biggest games for the Bears this year. This is a very important one, I think.
It's just as important for the Eagles.
Yeah, I feel the Bears need to win this. I think if they win this, like, I guess it more solidifies themselves, I guess, as contenders.
Agree.
And,
do you think that it solidifies it if they stay competitive because it's in Philly? As long as they're in the game at the end, even if they lose, does it still help solidify them as contenders?
I do think so. I think this is very important game to at least be close. They need to keep this game close.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
Because
I think it also depends on the fashion, I guess, of how that happens.
Yeah.
But overall, like, I fully agree with that.
When the Packers played them, were they at Lambeau?
Played the Eagles?
Yeah. When they lost on primetime?
They didn't play. Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was at Lambeau.
And they lost.
10-7.
Oh, that was a terrible game, wasn't it?
That was a terrible game. It was a great defensive game. But both offenses, like, the defenses did what they were supposed to do. But it was more about, like, the offenses just looked so inept.
Yeah.
Both of them.
I mean, hopefully the Eagles continue on the track that they've been on of playing terrible offense football. I don't know. Like, what do you think the problem has been with them? I think it's
their coordinator.
Do you think it's also got something to do with A.J. Brown complaining and them having to force feed him?
No, because when they force fed him last week, they scored their most points that they had scored since end of October.
But then they went like three quarters without scoring anything.
But they weren't force feeding him anymore either.
No, they weren't?
No.
I don't know. Just that team.
He had a lot of touches early. They scored 21 points, and then
they just stopped giving him
the ball.
They just
stopped throwing the ball, and he had 8 catches, 110 yards. He had at least 5 or 6 of those in the first quarter.
Yeah.
He had 10 targets total. If they moved the ball, but Barkley fumbled.
And he wasn't even averaging well, wasn't he?
No, he had
2.2 yards. Not efficient.
If they could have run the ball at all.
I mean, and why did they continue to do? I mean, I don't know. Just
Dallas's run defense is real now.
Yeah, with the addition of Quinton Williams. Suspect. Yeah,
Quinton. I don't think it's just Quinton. I think Kenny Clark now. Like, everybody was like, "Oh man, Kenny Clark, he'll change the defense." There was nobody else on that line to help him. So all you had to do was double teamed. Kenny Clark's a good player. Kenny Clark's not a great player. So if he's being doubled all the time, what's he going to do? Quinton Williams is good enough to get around being doubled at times.
Yeah.
Kenny Clark, one-on-one, he's not going to have many people beat him one-on-one.
Yeah, just.
And who's that linebacker they got? Logan Wilson. He's pretty solid against the run, too. And he's right there in the middle. Like, that run defense is for real now. But they still miss Micah Parsons.
Oh, 100%.
And Jerry's a moron. Because he's convinced himself that they're going to be better off without him. Maybe eventually, but it ain't going to be for a while.
You think it'll be for a while? It'll be a while? If they draft goodness next year, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't play well.
So are they Super Bowl contenders?
This year?
Right now, yeah. Are they Super
Bowl? No.
They're going to have to draft really, really, really well to be Super Bowl contenders next year.
Yeah.
I don't trust them to do that. They haven't shown that they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that it makes true sense and to say that they won that trade is that they win the Super Bowl in these next 2 years. Not counting this year. In 26 and 27. If they win the Super Bowl in one of those 2 years, then Jerry Jones can say that they won that trade. Otherwise, no. And what the Packers do doesn't matter for whether or not Dallas won that trade or not. Now, the Packers need to win a Super Bowl in the life of this contract for Micah as well, for them to have won that trade.
I feel like that's going to be really hard since next year is when the, 48 year starts?
I mean, probably. Yeah, but I mean, I want to write them off for this year. If they can get that offense right and Jaden Reed coming back can make a gigantic difference for that, I wouldn't write them off yet either.
Yeah.
Same with Buffalo. I know all those guys, none of them are playing great right now, but they're all in position to be in the playoffs at this point, and they just got to get hot. Kansas City has shown that.
Yeah.
I get that none of them are Kansas City, but you just got to get hot and get in there, and they're all talented enough for it.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. Just hoping the Bears win this game, be a huge win for them.
For sure.
It'll solidify their spot over 500. Which, that'd be a crazy turnaround in 1 year.
Might put them back in the positive on the point differential.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the hell they're 8-3 and -3. That's insane to me.
It's losing by 25 and all these close games they've had.
But also, like, I just don't trust it yet.
What do you mean trust it?
I think it's showing a little bit of fool's gold.
Point differential?
Yeah.
Maybe. I hope not.
I mean, they're winning. That's great. But they're barely winning. 4 straight games, they barely won. And a win's a win, but not all wins are equal either. Agreed?
Yeah. Can't that same argument be used for the Eagles? I mean, most of their wins are close.
For sure. Like, all we right. talked on this on the podcast yesterday that we did for the week review.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the number three team is in this conference right now.
In the NFC. Yeah.
Like, there's holes with the Eagles. I mean, I think the Cowboys are just as much in that conversation as the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy because they're 5-5-1. They were 3-5-1, just a couple, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And look down and out. The Bears, Packers, Lions, they're all involved in that conversation, but none of mm-hmm. them have shown that they can be dominant. And I get that the Seahawks have shown some vulnerability, but it's only been to one team,
mm-hmm.
truly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the best one in the conference, the Rams. Rams are the clear-cut number one team in this conference right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Bucks, like, they're barely holding on to the freaking division lead in one of the worst divisions.
Yeah, it's just...
I kind of, like, I love Baker, so don't misunderstand me with this, but I would like to see Carolina win that division.
Mm.
I think that'd be pretty cool to see. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it'd be cool to see.
I think whoever wins that is probably going to be a first-round exit.
Like one and out, yes.
But yeah, just, I don't know. Football's been crazy this year.
I love it.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are watching on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment on what you guys think, and turn on post notifications to get an alert every time we post. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.